Today we're coming from Proverbs. We're coming from Proverbs 18. 18th Proverb. And one verse we're focusing on, and that is the very last verse, the 24th verse of Proverbs 18. And it reads, "A man who has friends must be himself friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." The topic for today is in the form of a question. And that question is, who is on your friend list? Who is on your friend list? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word, Lord. We pray that, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you have prepared me to properly share your word. And Lord, that you intercede right now to open the ears and hearts of all those listening and watching. In Jesus' name, amen. Who is on your friend list? You know, we have different types of friends. But, you know, as we look at this chapter, it really deals with consequences of not following God or following good decisions and bad decisions. And it provides instructions on moral virtues and contrary vices. But it does challenge us on this chapter. It really challenges us to ask ourselves, who are our friends? Who are we listening to? Who is providing guidance to us as we spend time mostly physically distanced from others? It gives us a great opportunity to think about things. And one thing I know I've thought about is really, who is my friend? Now, we use that word friend quite loosely. We use it to pretty much associate with anybody we are acquainted with. You know, we have workplace friends, those we see on the job. We have neighborhood friends, those we wave at when we're outside and we see them passing by. We might have a few conversations with them. We have school friends, those we have gone to school with and still count as friends. And the newer generation has initials for friends like BFF and things like that. We have social media friends. We have all kinds of people who would qualify in some eyes as friends. You know, relationships are very important for our spiritual vitality and our spiritual growth. But what really is a friend, and what kind of friends do we really need? And this message, we will explore some of those types of friends that we really need. And that verse, Proverbs 18, 24 again, says, "A man who has friends must himself be friendly." Now, when you look at that word friendly, it's defined by being someone who makes oneself pleasing to others. You know, we can have a lot of friends, but if we're too pleasing to our friends can lead us astray. And there is a danger of trying to compromise our integrity just to have more friends. Now, I want to read the same passage, Proverbs 18, 24, in another translation to the New American Standard Bible. And it reads, "A man of too many friends comes to ruin." Listen, a man of too many friends comes to ruin. So what they're saying is that the more friends you have in an effort to please your friends, you will have people that really don't need to be in your friend category. You'll have people who will lead you astray. It is better to have quality rather than quantity when it comes to your friend list. So again, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So in reality, we have more acquaintances than we have true friends. But we call them all our friend. We look at friends in the Bible. Moses had Aaron. Naomi had Ruth. David had Jonathan. Shadrach had Meshach and Abednego. Jesus even had friends. Peter, John, James, and other disciples were his friends. But the one thing I've learned over time is to choose your friends carefully. Now, we live in a time where it's prudent for us to socially or physically distance from other people. And we even have friends who don't believe in that. I want to share with you something that has been in my life, really all my life. I am an asthmatic. I've been all my life. And I have had friends years ago who would not look out for my best interest as far as that is concerned. They would smoke around me, knowing that it bothers me. And some friends would even say, well, it's okay. You know, I call those confused friends because they were confused. They were self-absorbed. They were all about themselves. They didn't look out for others. Doesn't it kind of seem like that's what we're going through right now? That we have some acquaintances that don't want to consider our health and what we are going through? I can tell you the friends who are true friends, the friends who stick closer than a brother, the friends who would make sure that my health was considered in anything we do. Back in the day when smoking was allowed just about everywhere. I'd have friends who would pop into restaurants and back out and say, no, we can't go in there because it's too smoky. But then I had other friends who I would give a ride in my car and they would, or their car, and they would, you know, light up a cigarette, knowing that it bothered me. Or if they were in my car, I even had to kick somebody out of my car because they refuse not to light up. And I'm talking about a cigarette, just to be sure. But they were not my true friends because they did not consider my well-being. During this time of COVID-19, we have time to carefully consider who is our friends, who is looking out for our best interest, or who just wants to do what they want to do because it's their God-given right to do it. You know what? There's a lot of stuff that we can do, but we're prudent not to do it. And we need to have friends who are similar to us. And you know, we have friends that even question our faith sometimes because we choose to be clean. We choose to be cautious. We choose different things. They question our faith. But you know what? I have faith and you have faith. And even though I have faith, I still put my seatbelt on when I get in my car and drive. Even though I have faith, I still put a helmet on when I ride my bicycle. Even though I have faith, I am still cautious. So therefore, I have faith. And I pray that I have friends who have faith. And not the faith that will lead them into doing something foolish and then have to ask God to deliver them. God gave us common sense. Now, my brothers and sisters, this message was not supposed to go this way. This is not what I had planned, but I guess God had a different plan for today. A man who has too many friends comes to ruin. Be cautious about the friends you have. Be careful about the friends you have. Be careful of trying to mold yourself to be acceptable by other people who are not looking out for your best interest. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And when you look at that sibling friendship, you can argue, you can fuss, and you can fight, but at the end of the day, you are family. And let anybody come against you and you look out for each other's best interests. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So carefully, we need to carefully choose our friends. And make no mistake, our friendship list is not the same as a list of Christmas cards that we send out on a seasonal basis. You know, we send Christmas cards out to just about everybody who sends us a Christmas card. But those aren't our real friends, are they? They are acquaintances. They are distant relatives. But we need to be cautious about our friends. We do need friends, my brothers and sisters. I will read. Let's look at the very first verse of this chapter 18 of Proverbs. The very first verse says, "A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment." And this is a warning that the one who stays to themselves, who does not want to listen to wise counsel, only wants to do what they want to do, irregardless of what's best for everybody. So that's telling us right there, we do need wise counsel in our life. We do need friends in our life. We do need people in our lives. We just need to choose them carefully. But Proverbs 12:26 says, "The righteous shall choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray." Didn't our parents warn us about who we were hanging out with at times? As a young man, we didn't quite understand that, but it is so true that our friends could influence us. So therefore, young man, if you hung with thugs, there was a tendency that we might be become a thug. The 22nd Proverbs, verse 24, says, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul." This is another warning. Make no friends with an angry person, because you might become angry yourself. Choose our friends carefully. What kind of friends do we need? I'm so glad inquiry minds want to know. Let me list a few friends that we need. We need someone who's not afraid to get into our face when we need correction. We don't need somebody who will just pacify us and go along with everything we do. But we need that one who will challenge us. Again, Proverbs 27 Proverbs, verse 5 and 6. "Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." To rebuke is to criticize or reprimand somebody. We need friends that are not afraid to challenge us when we're wrong, to correct our way of thinking. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Yes, it hurts at times, but the truth does hurt. That's the kind of friend we really need. but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Those who want to go along with everything we do without challenging us, without questioning us, might not be the best type of friend. In 1 Kings chapter 22, there was a wicked king of Israel named Ahab who made up his mind that he was going to go into battle with the Syrians and take back land that they had taken from him. He knew the things he wanted to do was not right with God. So guess what? He did not consult God, or he did not consult anybody affiliated with God. What he did, he got 400 prophets who he knew would agree with him and confirm that he would be victorious in battle. So he got people. He got his yes men and yes women. He got the ones and gathered them together and said, look, I want to go into battle against Syria. I want to take back this land. I want to take back Rehoboth Gilead. I want to take it back. Will I be successful? And they said, yes, king. Yes, king. Whatever your pleasure is, king, you will be successful. But there was one prophet that he did not consult, a prophet named Micaiah. And the reason he did not consult Micaiah, because he knew Micaiah would tell him the truth. Now, King Ahab was king of Israel, but there was another king of Judah, King Jehoshaphat. So King Jehoshaphat got with King Ahab and said, listen, you really need to listen to this prophet Micaiah. So they brought Micaiah before King Ahab. And I guess Micaiah told him that the Lord said, you're going to lose this battle and many will be killed. Ahab did not listen to the man of God, but instead he went with his plan and his 400 friends who told him he would be successful. Not only did Ahab lose to the Syrians, but he was killed in battle. He listened to 400 that he knew would agree with him rather than the one he knew would tell him the truth. So therefore, we do need friends who will correct us, who will challenge us. But we also need friends who will be there to support us. And for that scripture, I want to go back to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him. Again, if two lie together, they will have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cold is not quickly broken. What Solomon is saying in this word of wisdom, that two are better than one, because we will have a better reward. We will share the labor. We will have a companion who will pick us up if we fall. That's the kind of friends we need, the friends who will support us, the friends who will have our back during challenging times. You know, we have friends who are friends when we have it like that. Amen. Look at the prodigal son. He had a whole lot of friends once he had his father's inheritance. But as soon as the money ran out, these friends disappeared. That's when he came to himself and realized that his father was right all along. He did not want to listen to his father. He wanted to listen to his own self, and he suffered. But thank God that we serve a Savior who is welcoming to all who have made bad decisions and are willing to come back into the fold. We need friends who will be there to support us. The friends that you have, will they all support you during times of need? If not, it might be time to look carefully at your friend list. We need friends who will make us a better person. Proverbs 27 again, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. Make you a better person. I have a friend who used to, when we were in school, it was so interesting, he always had a word of the day. And as we'd walk the class, he would share some word out of the dictionary that many of us had never heard of before. And he would tell us what it meant. And he would mumble that word all day long. And as he mumbled, we listened. He, among others, made us better people. And then as I came to Christ, I realized that there were mentors in my life. Those I could go to, those who had my best interest in mind to make me a better person, to make me who I am today. We also need friends who will be with us during difficult times. This road that we are on is not an easy road, and we do have challenges along the way. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. What this means is a friend is loyal to a fault, and a true brother is born to help in times of need. There are people in our life who just seem to show up during difficult times. There are people in our lives who tend to come around and be with us during the difficult times. Job was like that. Y'all remember Job. Job had three friends who came to him after he had lost just about everything. They had heard about his adversity. And scripture tells us that they rearranged their schedules and came to mourn with him and comfort him. And when they approached Job, they did not recognize him because of his physical condition. But even though they did not recognize him, even though they cried out loudly as they were in a state of shock, in seeing their disfigured friend, they tore their robes and put dust on their heads, which was a customary form of expressing grief at that time. They saw that his grief was so great that they sat silently with him for 7 days and seven nights. Check that out. They had heard he had been through a lot, and they came to see him. And they grieved with him. They put aside everything else on their calendar and just sat with him for 7 days and seven nights. But you know, the one thing that we see in this passage in Job chapter 2 is they sat silently. They did not even say a word. True friends don't always need to know the details in order to be engaged with us. That's the kind of friends we need. You know, some of our acquaintances want to know every detail about what's going on, but Job's friends did not need to know that. All they needed to know that they had a friend in need, and they were with their friend in need. That is one of my greatest challenges during this time of physical distancing. For I have friends in need. I have members in need. And it pains me that I cannot be with you. It pains me that I cannot reach out and hug somebody. It pains me that I cannot hold your hand at times. But I realize that even though we are physically distant, we are still socially connected. So be comforted, my brothers and sisters, that friendship is not just being with somebody, but it's being in tune with somebody. So therefore, there are a lot of people we have in our lives. But how many of them can we truly call a friend? That is the question for today. How many friends do you really have? And what qualifications are you using for choosing your friends? Are they friends who will make you a better person? Are there friends who will support you during times of need? Is it someone who will get in your face and correct you when they need to? Is it someone who will just sit silently with you during your times of grief? It's time to check our friends. And are they acting in our best interest? Are they selfish and just acting in their own? My prayer is that this message has sparked an interest in checking our relationship status with individuals. It is interesting in social media as you look at it. One day I'll see a person has checked in a relationship, then a few days later, they will uncheck in a relationship. They let the whole world see their status in life. Our status in life, my brothers and sisters, is not to be shared with the world, but is to be shared with those few friends that we have. Those prayer warriors who will pray with us during times of need. Those who will give us wise counsel during times of need. Those who will push aside their calendar to stay with us during times of need. The question is, who's on your friends list? God bless you. God bless you.